It's time for the Chase for Disgrace.
I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people.
What a disgrace.
It's a f***ing disgrace.
That is an absolute disgrace.
Chronicling the 2025 Colorado Rockies chase to become the worst Major League team of all time.
It's 23-0.
That's the third Rockies error. And everybody in attendance is either clapping or booing right now.
Even if they finish with 45 wins, they're not going to get the first overall pick. So they even fail wrong.
Can they break the record for futility currently held by the 2024 Chicago White Sox?
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
A chase for disgrace with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Here's where things stand. The 2024 White Sox, of course, finished 41-121. The Colorado Rockies are currently 18-63. They're on pace to finish 36-126. They are five games ahead, behind the White Sox win pace.
Ahead of the pace.
Ahead of the pace if they are chasing disgrace. Exactly right.
They clearly are.
They are chasing disgrace. And so they would finish 36-126 at this pace. It must be said, though, that the Colorado Rockies started the year 9-50. That's impressive. Since then, they've had an uptick.
So they've gone 9-13?
They've gone 9-13, which is far, far better than...
Congratulations.
...than 9-50. So maybe they're pacing to, outrun disgrace.
What if they can catch this year's White Sox?
This year's White Sox right now are 26-55. They're on pace to go 52-110. The White Sox would be 11 games better than they were last year. Doesn't it look like it? It does, actually.
Okay.
Lawrence, they're undeniably better than they were last year.
If you say so.
They're still bad, but they're undeniably better than they were last year. And the org as a whole has turned a corner. But that's how we're talking about.
I will agree with you that the organization seems healthier than it was a year ago.
There we go. But the team on the field, just a little bit better. Kyle Teal is here. Grant Taylor is here.
Love it.
So anyway, the Rockies, five games ahead in the chase for disgrace. You have been threatening for months to go to Colorado for one more time through that airport. No, you've got another way to go where you won't go to the airport. But either way.
Flying to Colorado Springs.
The White Sox.
Drive up for the game.
They're going to be there next weekend.
Yeah.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Are you going or not?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
The chase for disgrace.
Lawrence is the one man chase for disgrace. We've been excited about the idea of you going.
I feel bad because I have talked to other people about maybe coming with me dragged people into it. Like Leisure hit me up last week and he's like, yeah, you know what? If you go, I'll join you out there on the 5th and 6th. And I'm like, no. Like, no one should be joining me for this.
Well, you also like to travel places alone.
I do.
You're cool with that. You do some exploration. You curate a weekend.
Yeah. I can tell you this. I'm not doing that. If I go, I'm going for the game on the 4th, and I'm flying back Saturday morning.
Got you. Just go for one game.
Yeah. I actually really like Coors Field. I still think it's a great ballpark. And I'm sure they'll have a crazy 4th of July fireworks show.
Yeah, they probably will. They probably, especially after the beat down on the White Sox that day.
We don't know. And
Speaks.
Yeah, Speaks. And Tanny, you know what went through my mind? Because tickets are actually fairly cheap. Like I could actually
no way
do this.
Back in the day, they had that section out there called the Rock Pile, right, Lawrence? I think you go out there basically for free.
No,
or
I didn't mean to the game. I meant to fly out there, which it only being a week out, the fact that there are cheap flights to go is is encouraging.
I wonder what type of promotions they have going on for that Socks and Rocks. I'm going to check right now. This is the first time this has ever been Googled, by the way. Rockies promotional schedule.
With White Sox also in the title.
I will say, Tanny, and I imagine you can relate. As I've been thinking about this, because you know that as Speaks points out, I am culturally a White Sox fan. I have not.
Like I'm culturally Jewish.
I have not worn White Sox gear in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in anything here in years.
And so I have a lot. I've been doing a lot of like spring cleaning, and I've been donating clothes and all of this stuff.
Find some good stuff.
I have all sorts of caps. Like I did a whole thing during the pandemic where I would recap the game, and the White Sox were great. Like they were like, "Do you want more caps?" And I was like, "Sure." So I have a bunch of caps that I could wear. My favorite is the Chance the Rapper one. I think that's dope
great
White
hat.
Sox cap.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it today and I was like, if I go, will I feel good? Like, do I need to go neutral cap? Do I need to pick a White Sox cap?
I know what you should do. In a nod to Ray Rayner and Jesse Rogers, you should get a hat with the Rockies on one side and the White Sox on the other.
There's a bunch of things that Jesse has done in his career that are skeptical. That is, just, to me, the height of it.
Right, that we did that for Cubs Sox. But you doing that for White Sox and Rockies, you would get on SportsCenter for sure.
House divided.
Oh, the chase for disgrace is led by Lawrence Holmes.
I'm wearing...
We could make you go viral. Dude, 100%. We could make this a thing if you go to represent. I wonder if there's other White Sox fans who are going to go. That's actually a hilarious angle for next weekend, which you have smelled for months. Yeah. Last months, you have smelled it as a possibility.
Yeah, it's just a matter of do you want to do it?
No, I think you do want to do it because here's the promotional schedule for July 4th weekend, okay?
All right.
July 4th, Friday, City Connect Fridays. They wear their different jerseys, so you can see this team in different jerseys. I got to tell you, Rockies,
man.
I need more than that.
You know, you haven't lived until you see Michael Tolia in a different City Connect jersey.
Well, speaking of that, so Lawrence mentioned, yes, fireworks on Saturday, and
it would be Friday, though. Friday would be the day I would watch.
Well, maybe you'll do a long weekend here. Maybe you'll change your plans here that you haven't committed to yet. And then, of course, Sunday, that's the big one. It's Autograph Sunday.
I'm definitely not doing that.
Prior to the game, select players and or coaches will be available for autographs.
Wow.
And who doesn't want to get your baseball filled up with those names?
Can I get a half Larry Walker, half Frank Thomas jersey by next Friday?
See?
House divided.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And then, of course, military appreciation also on that Sunday.
Obviously.
They do have one. Hunter Goodman. I like that dude. That's a good player. And I just named him, and now
John's
he's
son, right?
I don't believe so. He's Hunter Pence's name brother, and Hunter Brown. A lot of Hunters around there in MLB. I support the idea of you going. I think we should make Alex Kuhn go with you if you need somebody to go with you.
He's got other plans.
Love Colorado.
Yeah, he does. Oh, that's right. Alex is going to go see Flo Rida tonight.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Just keep talking.
Can I share you this text that I got from my friend who put this whole thing together tonight? We're going with a bunch of people to go see the White Sox and Flo Rida. You ready for this?
Yes, please.
All right, guys. This Friday, we are heading right round to the South Side for our annual White Sox tailgate. In lieu of a May birthday celebration, we found an even better excuse to make this happen: post-game Flo Rida concert. Our expectations for the White Sox team might be low, 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 but these club-level seats can't handle me right now. There's a storm brewing in the air.
Wow.
So we will have to keep an eye on the forecast. But the plan is to be at the parking lot at 4:40 with the game starting at 6:40. I have a good feeling it's going down for real this Friday.
Wow.
This
happening.
Group is about to move, shake, drop. So if you'd rather excuse yourself, that be on you.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. No notes.
I couldn't pass up the opportunity.
No, Alex has had a couple of really good nights in the city when saw Tosh last night.
Oh, did you grab those tickets that became available?
No, I actually had previous tickets for my birthday.
Those tickets that became available.
It's a good
went
show.
Like that.
I bet they did. But man, that's tremendous. So you go, just be careful. One time there was a concert that was scheduled.
Yeah,
down
we were at that one too.
You're at the Vanilla Ice non-concert, the non-cert featuring Vanilla Ice.
I still don't quite understand why the Iceman didn't perform after the game continued.
Thank you guys for the support, but asking you guys to support the White Sox. All right.
All right, Ice. I think he probably didn't perform because somebody got shot.
No, but my point is that the game continued after someone got shot.
Right,
Why didn't the concert?
Because it would go later and stuff. I don't know. But I'm sure Jerry Reinsdorf will give all the answers in his government deposition that is scheduled.
Yeah, because there were some inconsistencies on some things.
Oh, yes.
And the government would like to know what the hell went on over there.
Shot spotter has been questioned much since that particular moment.
Yep. There's been some really interesting reporting around all of that, too.
To summarize, Alex, have a good time, and we need to keep razzing Lawrence until he buys a flight and goes to chase the chase for disgrace.
Chase for disgrace.
Here's one of the things that I'm factoring in, though.
Okay.
And I can't figure out which is going to be better for the show. Now, my plan is to go to Big Ten Media Day, and that's in 2 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
I'm also considering going out to Summer League for a couple days.
So you got a lot of trips coming up.
That's two Vegas trips in July, which is it's too many. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then there would be this trip. So it would be like,
skip one of the Vegas trips. Skip NBA Summer League. You know yeah, you're
but
gonna, I'm
in, but every look, all of my NBA peeps have been like, you got to go to NBA Summer League, and I've never done it.
All right, then nut up and do all three. Let's go. Come on now. Come on now.
I mean,
you're a man about town.
It would be good for the show to do the two for sure.
And when you go viral while chasing the chase for disgrace.
With my half Larry Walker, half Frank Thomas jersey.
Yes.
Forget the show, Lawrence. Is it good for you?
Wow.
Well, thank you, Tanny. I appreciate you being the only person who would ask that question.
You'll find out why in a second.
I didn't even consider that.
I don't know, but it might be. It might be some healing between me and the state of Colorado and me and the city of Denver.
Then if it's good for you, it's good for the show.
Oh, right? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah.